From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Allison Stewart. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hey, Allison.
So what's doing on the Puzzle Frontier this weekend?
Well, I'm in Philadelphia this weekend hosting the second Sudoku National Championship. We have almost 1,000 Sudoku solvers from all over the country. We have 27 age categories this year, so there's lots of chances to win a prize.
What is the lowest age category? Tell me it's above 5.
It is, I think, 8 and under.
Wow.
And last year we had like a 6 or 7-year-old solver.
Well, that's amazing. It sounds like a lot of fun. I do want to get to the task at hand. We need you to remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, name a famous actress, 4 letters in her first name, 5 letters in her last. Drop the last letter of her first name and drop the last 2 letters of her last name. The remaining letters in order will name a well-known world capital. What is it?
Well, Will, what is it? Who is it?
The answer is Lisa Bonet, and drop those letters, you get Lisbon.
Well, Will, either our listeners watched a lot of The Cosby Show, or they like that new show she's on, Life on Mars. Weekend Edition received more than 2,000 correct entries this time. And from those entries, we randomly selected Kevin Miller of Eugene, Oregon, to play the puzzle with us today. Kevin's on the line. Hi, Kevin.
Hi there.
So I understand you're a longtime listener, first-time winner. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I've been playing, at least 12 years.
How long did it take you to solve this particular puzzle?
Actually, it only took me about 60 seconds, because it would seem pretty basic to me. It was a 6-letter capital, and the first 3 letters were just needed another letter to make a girl's name, and Dublin didn't work, and Lynn didn't work, but Lisbon did.
So, Will, I think we have somebody who might be up for the test today. What do you think?
This sounds good. That's the sort of solver I like to hear about.
Now, Kevin, just for the record, what do you do there in Eugene, Oregon?
I'm a retired school teacher. I've been retired for 4 years after 32 years of teaching, and life is good.
Well, Kevin, to the pleasure of some of your former students, we are putting you to the test today. A fun one, of course. Let's get to the puzzle. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Will, meet Kevin. Let's play.
All right, Kevin, today's puzzle is called PX. Every answer is a familiar word, name, or phrase that begins with the letter P and ends in X. For example, if I said showy flower, you would say phlox. Here's number 1, capital of Arizona.
Capital of Arizona is Phoenix.
That's correct. Number 2, Aunt Jemima product. It can be a phrase, remember, 2-word phrase.
Good for a Sunday morning brunch.
Pancake mix.
Pancake mix is it, good. Your next one, where hockey players sit after an infraction.
In the penalty box.
That's correct. Castor's brother in Greek myth.
Pollux.
Castor and Pollux,
good. Well done.
Source of much funding for public schools.
School tax.
What kind of tax starting with a P? If you have land,
property,
this would
tax,
property taxes, right? A body of troops in close array.
Oh, is it phalanx?
That's it, phalanx. Good. Maker of cross your heart undergarments.
I'm a lady. I know this one.
Does that mean latex or no? Playtex.
There you go.
Playtex is it. Statistic on the average cost of goods. They call it the consumer
index.
That's right, the consumer blank index.
Consumer price index.
Consumer price indexes, right? How about this one? What super is in super intelligent?
Super is in super intelligent.
I knew being an English major would come in handy one day, and this is the day.
Okay, it's yours, Allison.
Prefix.
Prefix, is it? And here's your last one. The feeling that people are always picking on you.
Is it a superiority complex or paranoid complex?
That's close.
Allison?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I guess
man.
We're both extraordinarily secure that this hasn't even come to our minds.
Iconic.
I'll give you half credit for that. The answer I was going for was persecution complex. Anyway, nice job.
Hey, Kevin, you did great.
Well,
who knew there were that many words that started with P and ended with X?
Well, Kevin, as an educator, you will especially appreciate the very special guest to tell you about the prizes you get for playing our puzzle today. Now, some say he's a little monster because, well, he is.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a cute weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Schwartz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Schwartz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
That was Grover from Sesame Street, of course. What do you think, Kevin?
That sounds great to me. He's a great character.
Kevin, what member station do you listen to?
KLCC, Eugene, Oregon.
Kevin Miller of Eugene, Oregon, thanks for playing Puzzle with us.
Okay, well, thank you.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who's contributed a number of great puzzles. He runs the website mathpuzzle.com. The phrase non-classical analysis contains 8 different letters. 2 of them occur once, 2 of them occur twice, 2 of them occur 3 times, and 2 of them occur 4 times each. The name of what sports team has this same property? So again, non-classical analysis has 8 different letters, 2 of them once, 2 twice, 2 3 times, and 2 4 times each. The name of what sports team has this same property?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Short. Have a great time at the Sudoku Championships this weekend. You'll have to tell Leanne all about it next week.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Allison.